Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Welcome back to another episode of Dope Town 3000. We are the premier freestyle hip-hop improv storytelling comedy podcast. Thanks again for joining us. We got Zora Beak and Gaga.
Hey.
We got Sean motherfucking Fisher. Yeah. And I am, of course, Greg Smith. And we are going to start the way we start every episode, firing up what's trending on Twitter, ciphering around.
Yes, let me go on to Twitter real quick. Check what has been trending today.
We trend what has been checking.
Trek what's been trending.
Star Trek.
Chris Pine. All right, here we go, guys. Ready?
He's dead to me.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Really?
Sorry for your loss. Okay. We have hashtag Arnold. Don't know if you saw. Arnold Schwarzenegger got drop kicked.
That was the weakest shit that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw that. Anyway.
Who drop kicked him? The Predator?
No, just some fucking South African
motherfucker. Carl Weathers.
You see that shit?
Yeah, I saw it.
I was like, what?
Just like some kid. Who
they
was
were
like,
dragging him away, and he was like, I need a Lamborghini.
Yeah. That voice you just heard is our guest.
Yes.
I thought we were going to intro him later. I got caught off guard.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to roll with it. We got a guest here. He's already a friend of the show. We know him out in these comedy streets. You may know him from Comedy Bang Bang. You've seen him out just acting and shit, but he also writes for Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Heard of it.
And he's wearing a tie-dye shirt that he got from Hawaii. Everyone welcome Carl motherfucking Tart.
Thank you. Can you guys hear my shirt?
Whoa. Yeah.
Can you guys? No, it's I'm like the listeners. Please tweet at Sean Fisher if you can hear my shirt.
Yeah. That's at hey guys, it's Sean. Yeah. Hashtag.
I appreciate that. Hear the shirt. Media bump, Carl.
If you can hear his shirt.
I'll be more active now.
Yeah.
Word.
Oh, man.
All right. Hashtag Arnold.
Yes. Hashtag Arnold. We also have hashtag sometimes I just sit and wonder.
Oh.
We have hashtag odd places to get lost. Hashtag Saturday thoughts. North Macedonia. Don't know what's going on.
Always they're trying to become their own country.
Ah,
fuckers.
Cool. Stay in your lane, North Zora Macedonia.
Strictly anti Chris Pine and anti Northern Macedonia.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, Alexander the Great is from Northern Macedonia, so we're gonna try to fucking break off and shit. Fuck those motherfuckers.
Oh, that's fair. Stay, I didn't know the background.
Stay part of Greece. I'm taking a hard take on that. Sorry, go ahead.
That's a crazy hard take. Do you know them?
Look.
Stay with Greece.
Look.
Your biatch.
I've just been following the story and I think it's garbage.
Oh, man. We also have Community Shield. We got Democrats for Trump.
What?
We got FA Cup Final. Any of these sounding good to y'all?
I think y'all should definitely do Democrats for Trump.
You want to do that?
I mean, our guest requested it.
I was okay. Shit.
This is your show, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Mega.
Okay, listen up. I know this sounds like whack words. I feel like I woke up with my head on backwards. I've got a new plan, sir. You can keep home Elizabeth Warren and keep home Bernie Sanders. I don't really care. I want to switch it up. I don't really care. I want to drive the new truck. I don't really care. Don't care if it makes you give a sore rump. I'm a Democrat. I'm voting this time for Trump. I'm doing shit backwards. I'm doing shit backwards. I'm doing shit backwards. And I don't care what you think.
Yeah. Check it out. I spurned the kid. Guess what? I'm a black conservative. Yeah, because you know that I'm going. I'm a black woman. You know I am Candace Owens. Oh, shit. Yeah, you know where it's at. I'm a motherfucking black Democrat. Yeah, I know that shit, man. I don't want to get relaxed. Fuck that shit, man. I don't want that tax. Yes, yes, I wanna live with my man. Wanna fucking tax, won't want on my fucking land. Get off my land, nigga. Yeah, I'm done. Yes, I'm the fucking son. Give me more fucking guns, black Democrat.
Doing things backwards. Doing things backwards. Doing things backwards, and she don't care what you think, Candace Owens.
Yo, the problems facing us, they are massive. Instead of being active, I'm being passive. I don't care, not looking forward to my retirement. I don't really know what to do about the environment. I know it's getting really drastic, but I rely so much on that plastic. Yeah, man, no, I don't feel so regal, but I don't know how I feel about illegals. Oh yeah, man, how I'm feeling's not pretty. I go ahead and moved out of a sanctuary city, and now I'm over here in Cincinnati, close to Memphis. Oh man, I am just feeling so dense with all this pretentiousness. I know this kid, but I know that I would be remiss if I knew that my blood was red and not blue. So I'm getting into that voting booth. What do I do?
Oh, you've been doing shit backwards. Doing shit backwards. Conservatives acting shit backwards. And we don't care what you think.
MAGA bitch.
Woo!
Ric Flair.
Woo!
Please don't do that, everyone listening. Please don't do
what is that? I wonder what that hashtag is for.
Right. I think it's probably just provocative.
Yeah.
And we've supported it.
Yeah, I think it's some like Russian troll shit. Yeah. I think, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they get things to trend sometimes. Yeah, yeah. I think that's
that shit is crazy. It's crazy how this is controlling. Like, this shit is nuts, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. It's like catnip. Like, I saw it this morning. I'm like, Blacks for Trump or Democrats for Trump, like, you know, and I went to
that's
that shit like right
catnip
away.
Catnip works.
Yeah.
Catnip,
no, catnip was like
famously makes cats angry.
Yeah. No,
politically is, active.
No, they smell that shit and they just go on Twitter and they start clicking things. They're like, oh, shit.
Democrats for Trump. No. I'm gonna take a nap.
Then they piss on something.
A catnip.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are trending, Carl Tart is here.
Yes.
You're trending everywhere.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, everybody saw you drop kick Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, you know what? He was talking that shit.
He was saying he liked your work, Carl.
And I knew he was gaslighting me.
Right.
And he was blowing smoke. Actually has some very funny things to say about it on Twitter. It's amazing how how Arnold Schwarzenegger has switched to everybody likes him again.
Yeah.
See, I remember when he was the governor of this state and people did not like him.
Mm-hmm. He was trash.
And then he had that outside baby and was like, all right, y'all, I'm back. And now everybody's like, yeah, Donald.
Coming off the bench. Like, here I come.
Did y'all see how the dude jumped from so far to kick him and it barely moved?
Yeah.
Donald is a big dude at 71 years old.
He's taking a selfie with a lady and even she didn't fall. He was like, oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
I think I feel like that made him more likable, you know, because it was just, dude tried to dropkick him and he didn't even move. And everyone was like, damn, like you're 71 years old. Like,
he was just like, wow, just took it. What went through that dude's mind?
Help me. I need a Lamborghini.
Do you see Donald? I am going to dropkick him.
That's a good Chadwick Boseman doing T'Challa.
Do you see Donald?
Lamborghini.
I am going to dropkick him.
Yeah, you know what? I think that he just wanted to make like a viral moment. Like almost like, I don't know if he saw that egg boy out of context, you know, like that dude that splattered the egg the Australian guy. And he got hit, but then he became like this hero and everyone was like, Remember that guy?
Yeah.
So I think like maybe that South African dude was just trying to get, you know, fucking like cachet online. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Yeah. Because he saw the cameras around.
Yeah. And he ended up looking like
yelled his username.
Yeah.
He'd have gotten them follows.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But yeah, man. So why did you dropkick Arnold?
I yelled, apartheid is over. Apartheid is over.
That's a great Chadwick Boseman.
Wakanda forever.
Forever.
We have to get the vibranium. We have to. Mr. Tart.
Yeah.
You got something to share with us? You got a story for us? What's going on?
Can I get a suggestion?
Whoa.
Yeah. Do y'all just,
if you're looking for inspiration, I would say, like, I always say, what is a story that when you go to tell it, you're like, man, no one's going to believe that this shit happened to me. This, what a situation I've found myself in. What an interesting predicament.
Okay. Yeah. I got a story for you. So here, this story is a story of me being a fuck boy.
Ah, B-O-Y.
B-O-Y?
B-O-I.
Yeah.
B-O-I?
Yeah. Fuck boy.
B-O-I?
Can you please articulate Greg's that more?
Greg, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I have to do some vocal warm-ups. B-O-I.
B-O-I. Skater B-O-I.
Skater. He was a skater boy.
Yeah. So this is New Year's going into 2012. New Year's going into 2012.
Okay, so 2011 into 2012, Obama era.
Yeah, Obama
era. The Mayan
era.
Apocalypse.
Yeah, the Mayan apocalypse is coming up that next year. We're preparing for 12 months. Everybody getting water and sardines.
That's right.
Okay.
So, I have a girlfriend at the time, and she is from Las Vegas. She is from Las Vegas. She's not dead or anything. She's not dead. Don't. Check my closet.
Do you kill her in this story?
That's something someone says.
Yeah, being a
fuckboy
because I murdered my girlfriend.
I think you know
typical
what
fuckboy is.
I'm such a fuckboy. I went outside.
Investigation Discovery's new show, Fuckboy.
I went and robbed a bank and killed all the tellers. I'm such a fuckboy. No, okay, so she's from Las Vegas at the time, but she is in New York with her family for New Year's. And so I go to Vegas with two friends on a whim, December 31st. Now this is before the money. So like we have to like we on a budget.
Yeah.
It's a real budget. And
you're at the Luxor, the Flamingo.
The Luxor does come into play into this story.
Ooh.
Now so me and the friends drive out to Vegas. This is the first time I ever used the app Hotels Tonight, which is brought to you. This podcast is brought to you by Hotels Tonight.
Hotels for the sponsorship.
Hotels Tonight.
Thanks for reading that copy for us.
And thanks for letting us say that stuff about North Macedonia.
Thank you, Hotels Tonight.
That is the official Hotels Tonight stance.
Fuck them.
Fuck them, but also the best place to find a room. 48 hours, 24 hours.
I hop on Hotels Tonight. Now, at this time, the app is first out, so it ain't like now where you can book a whole week or whatever, book a week in advance. It's like at noon is good for you to check. Like, as soon as people are checking out of the hotels, it's time to hop on the app.
That's cool.
So this is New Year's Eve on the Las Vegas Strip. I'm on the app. We're in the car. I find one. Harrah's has a room. Okay. Harrah's has a two-bed room, so we're just...
Harrah's is the name of a hotel?
Yeah, okay. Harrah's is the name of the hotel and resort. It's down on the strip. It's a cheaper one.
It's one of the old school.
It's kind of old school. Harrah's is like 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80. That's when like Vegas first started kind of becoming what it is now. But like Harrah's is one of those first ones, like down there by the Stardust, which is not there anymore, all that type of area. And so we find a room, me and two of my homies. Now, these dudes are older than me. I'm 22 at the time. And so we find a room. We get there. Everything's cool. Now it's time to figure out like what we're gonna do for that night. Like, are we just gonna walk up and down the strip? Is it gonna be a party? We're looking around, calling around, asking. Everybody's parties are either sold out or they're like $300 a head. Oh, you gotta, you know, buy bottle service. You gotta get a table. Tables tonight are like, some tables are going for like 10 G's, 5 G's. It's Vegas on New Year's Eve. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we find a party that's right in the front of Mandalay Bay. You can't go inside it though. It's in the front on like a little patio area they have, and it's $20. Now,
hell yeah.
Yeah. You think hell yeah now. Now, once we get there, it's $20 clientele at at this place. Now, Vegas gets ghetto, in case y'all don't know.
Oh, it gets real ghetto.
It gets real ghetto. Vegas is already ghetto itself, but the Strip invites all a bunch of ghetto people who want to get away from Los Angeles and, or Phoenix, Arizona, wherever like they coming from. And so we get to the line. I see one of the homies from middle school in line.
Wow.
This dude is a gangbanger. Like, he is. And so I'm like, oh, this is what we got going on. So you see me? Hey, what's up? Come on, cuz. I'm like, oh, shit, what up, homie? Like, I say what's up. Like, and I'm like, oh, he coming to this party. Oh, this is about to, this is the clientele. This, like, this is pulling. So anyway, we go in and we're in here. And now, mind you, like, this is where the fuckboyness comes in, because I have a girlfriend at the time. I had already FaceTimed her, because in New York, it was already, what's it called? Now, I'm going out.
That's where she is? She's in New York?
She's in New York at the time.
For New Year's. It already hit New Year's.
It already hit New Year's there. So we FaceTime at New Year's and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, okay, well, we're about to go out in Vegas. We're about to. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to turn down a kiss if somebody, like, or like, I'm not looking for it. If it manifests, I'm, you know, if I meet a girl, like, and then my older homies who I'm with are also like being like, dude, it's Vegas, man. Come on. If a girl, like, yeah. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm like, all right, well, whatever, man, whatever. Like, so we get into this party and we're around, they give you one drink ticket. And then like all the other drinks are like $12, like $13 or whatever. So expensive, you know. Yeah. Like, I ain't got the money for these drinks. Like, yeah. I also had to put the hotel on my card, which was like $135, but at the time, like, yeah, I said, yeah, this is before the money, so it's like, that's a lot at that time.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we'll pay you back, man. It's before Venmo, so I have to, like, oh, we'll get drinks, we'll do this. I was like, yeah, I kind of just want that cut, like, I may not
just give me $40,
just give me my $40, because this is also kind of before I'm drinking like that too.
Yeah.
So I use my one drink ticket. I get like a vodka cranberry or something, like, and I'm in the party and everybody's dancing. It's cool. Way more dudes than girls. And I'm looking around. I'm seeing like people coupled up. One of my homies has already met a girl, so he's like off. The other homie is like, he's like, all right, I'm going to do my own. So I'm like kind of by myself at this point. And there's these two girls who are kind of floating around the party, like talking to a bunch of people, like kind of floating around. They both look like trash. Like, I don't mean to say that offensively, but that's the only way I can describe them. This is New Year's Eve, so people are out here suited and booted.
Yeah.
These girls are wearing, like, dirty slip-on shoes, like, not even Vans, like, Keds.
Yeah.
You remember, those slip-on shoes that girls would wear that were, like, the ruffle and kind of?
Yeah,
like, they're wearing those. They got on, like, Daisy Duke shorts, and they have on, like, ratty t-shirts that they've cut to, like, slink off of their arm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
real Northern Florida girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that's what it seemed like. And I'm but I think they were from, what did they say? I think they were from like Torrance or something like that. That's what they said. They were like
the Northern Florida of
the Northern Florida of California. Yeah. And so they're just kind of bumping around and they're fraternizing with different guys, and guys are trying to, and I'm like, man, I'm not about to talk to these girls. It's like, all these other dudes in here are on them. Like, they're clearly like the two single girls at this place. Like, because all the other girls have used their money or feminine wiles to get into real parties, not this $20 bullshit in front of the Mandalay Bay. And so they in there, and then finally, like, one makes eye contact with me and she starts coming over and starts dancing with me. Like, you know, it's New Year. And so I'm like, all right, I'll dance with you. Like, it's all good. I ain't doing nothing. And then, like, right before.
So defensive already. Yeah,
I ain't doing nothing. I'm dancing.
All right, fine.
I'm just dancing. And then she walks away. Now, I'm looking at my phone. Like, I thought I had found one. I was like, okay, this might be the midnight jam right here. At, like, 11:48, she walks away from me. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll be standing here by myself, like, when the clock strikes, whatever. And she starts bouncing around a little bit more and going, and it's just her and her friend, but they're like talking to everybody. I'm looking at them knowing They're not there with a group of people or anything. It's just them two, and they're talking to almost everybody. Mm-hmm. But then around 11:58 or so, like 10 minutes later, she comes back and starts dancing with me some more. And then we make out at midnight.
Not and just a kiss, a full...
Not like, I mean...
Whatever, Greg, he's not doing anything wrong.
I'm not doing nothing wrong, dog. It's Vegas.
I mean, she came back to him.
She came back to me. I didn't go chase her. I wasn't chasing her, Greg.
I did put up like a bare sort of police light bulb. I am interrogating you.
What's with the third degree? Okay. Greg put on his black belt.
Actually, it's
jiu-jitsu. That's where I went with
it's capoeira, and it's not a belt system. The belt is just to make me look good. So
what's up with the third degree karate?
So anyway, after that, she kind of walks away again. But I'm like, all right, well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like we're just chilling at the party. Towards the end of the night, her and her friend is now talking to another guy, and then she comes back over to me and is like, you want to get out of here? And I can't find my friends anywhere because they've already left with, and I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll like, you're just gonna like walk up the strip and stuff, like. And so we start walking up, and like I think I've like, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be Vegas Bay for the night or whatever, you know. And so we're walking up down the street, and this, the other girl keeps getting these. By the way, I haven't talked to the other guy yet who's with the other girl. Mm-hmm. So it's just us four kind of walking, and I see more friends from high school, which is like Vegas on New Year's is like, it's so L.A. heavy. But anyway, so we're walking, and the other girl keeps getting text messages, and she's like getting frustrated by these text messages. Like, ugh, he texted me again. Like, and the other girl's like, really? And I'm like, oh yeah, well, what's going on? Like, it was like, oh, this guy we were like hanging out with earlier, like, just keeps texting. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Well, anyway, like, I'm with these two girls. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm just walking up and down, and like, then they go like, do you guys want to just come back to our room? We're staying at the Luxor. Hey. And so we were like, me and the other dude was like, yeah, yeah, let's go back. Like, and then we get back. And I was like, damn, we still texting. Like, and then he like calls, and she's like, what? I don't know what you're fucking talking about. Like, and it's like frustrating. And then, and we're still like, I'm not even paying attention, but I'm clocking it. I'm like, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
And so we get back to the hotel. We get in the room, and we're hanging out, me and the other dude, just kind of there. And then next, you know, she goes like, he's like coming up here. And I'm like, why did you tell him your room number? She's like, I don't know. Like, he's just... And I'm like, what is going on? Like, some guys we were hanging out with earlier, one of them thinks I stole his chain. And like, he's like upset. And so I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's weird. Like, did you take the chain?
She's like, no. Huge chain on. No.
She's like, no, I didn't take the chain. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we're in there kicking it, talking, laughing and stuff. And I'm starting to get an uneasy feeling. Like, he's like, now this guy's coming up here. Like 10, 15 minutes later, do. Three dudes walk in. One dude is like short, talk like level headed, just kind of being like, what the fuck? Like, where's the chain at? Like, where's dude in the middle? He's like upset, like, fuck, cuz, put my motherfucking chain gone, cuz. I swear to God, cuz, I don't know what the fuck, my chain, blah, 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 you know, like. And then there's a third dude who's not saying a word.
And that's what I'm most
like,
afraid of.
Y'all, when they walk in, like, yo, I just got here. Like, I don't know what's going on. And he go, hey, man, shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody talking to you. I'm like, okay, I'm going to shut
fair.
Up then.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like, yep, you're but right. I'm like, now I know I can't leave yet. I'm like, oh, shit. So now me and this other dude looking at each other like, what the fuck is going on? We both like, yo, we just got up here. Like, we just met these girls. Like, and they talking to him and like, look, man, we ain't got no time for these games. Like, because the other dude's like mad. He's like, it's my motherfucking chain. I spent 3 G's on that motherfucking chain. I'm like, you did? Like, you spent 3 G's on a chain and like,
he's like,
you
shut up, nigga.
Dressed like this. But anyway, so I stopped. So anyway, like, we talking. They walk the girls outside or something. Like, so I'm in there with the quiet dude. And me and the dude, I'm just like, I could tell they from LA. So I'm like, yo, man, where you from? He's like, nigga, I'm from Westside, Hoover Crip. I'm like, oh, no. Wasn't banging on you.
Right.
Like, I wasn't banging on you. I'm just asking. Casual conversation. Because I'm from LA, too. Like, I was just wondering. Like, he was like, nigga, I said where I was from. I stay on Hoover. like that. Like he was, it was very aggressive, and I was like, okay, well, I live in Culver City, we're talking. We're not talking. We're just sitting there. So I've already like when they're not looking, like take all my personal belongings out of my wallet and stuff them in my sock, just in case they like, you know, try to pocket check me or something. I'm just like preparing like. I ain't no bitch. Like I'm a fight my way out of it, but I'm also not stupid.
But you need your
know.
License.
Yeah. I'm like I'll give you the wallet if it gets me out of here.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm taking my license. I'm taking my, you know, and so they go on. They argue for a while. Now the girls are like, I didn't fucking take your chain. And I'm just like, look, man. So anyway. We step outside with the dudes, me and the other guy, and we tell them, like, look, man, we came up here. We was probably up here for the same reasons y'all came up here. Like, clearly these girls is on some bullshit. I just met them at the party, and he was like, what party y'all meet them at? The Mandalay Bay one. That $20 shit? Like, yeah. And then he's like, where y'all staying? And I was about to tell him, Harris, I said, Planet Hollywood. Because I had ran into some other friends at Planet Hollywood that I knew I could run back to have my back in case I was just like, I got to go back to my homies.
Yeah.
And I was so thankful that they were there.
Right.
They just kicked it at Planet Hollywood for the night. And so I was like, Planet Hollywood, just in case I needed to go back there. And then so we went back in. They stepped outside. They talked for a bit. The dudes then look at me and the other guy, and they go, man, what's in y'all pockets, man? Let me just see what's in y'all pockets. Like, I was like, bro, I ain't got, like, all I got is my phone and my wallet. That's it. Like, that's all I got. I ain't take nothing. We just got here. This is it. And then they, like, politic for a little bit. And then they go, all right, y'all two, y'all can bounce. Like that. And then I was like, man, I can't leave these girls. They're like,
yeah. Right.
What's going to happen to these girls? And then the dude that wasn't really talking was like, he said go. And we was like, all right, goodbye, ladies. Go ahead and get on up out of here. It's been fun night, happy new year. but I'm going to dip. And then me and homeboy dipped out, and then we finally introduced ourselves to each other. I was like, wow, man, we just went through something traumatic. We got to be Facebook friends. And he was like, yeah, I'm from Chicago, man. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Anyway, I'm about to go downstairs and play blackjack. I was like, I'm not trying to stay in this hotel. I'm getting out of here. Like, and I suggest you do too. He's like, well, I'll play a little bit. They don't know I'm down here. There's plenty of people. And I'm like, all right, man. Well, dapped him up. Nice meeting you, bro. Like, and then I dipped down the street, like running full speed. Like, got out. I probably looked insane because I was just running down the strip to get back to my homies at Planet Hollywood, tell them what happened, and be like, "Yo, man, this shit was crazy." And people, I told this story before, and people have been like, "Why did you leave those girls there?" And to try to like make me feel bad or feel like, and I'm just like, first of all, those girls was probably about to scam me just like they scammed them dudes. Yep. I saw them walking around that whole damn party checking for everybody, and my ass, karma, got me real quick. Like, because I shouldn't even been messing with them, talking to them or anything.
Right.
Like, and it almost got me beat up or jumped or robbed or like something. Like, so I'm just thankful that being like, because I actually was making kind of small talk jokes with the level-headed one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that's what kind of helped me like ease the situation. Once he realized, I think the level headed one was like, these dudes didn't, like, they don't have nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Like, they knew I just met them. And then once we dipped out, it was just like, so I texted the girl the next day to be like, hey, everything okay? She has yet to text me back. Still on red.
Still 7 years later.
Yeah.
So she literally ghosted you.
Literally? Like she died?
Didn't hear
she
about
literally
her,
ghosted
never
you.
Heard about a murder at the Luxor.
That's good.
Damn. So. That's crazy. You know what? I almost thought that like when he was like, yo, like, let me see what's in your pockets. Like, I got real freaked out real quick because I was like, what if she like slipped the thing?
And they were making out with you or something.
Oh, you know,
shit. Put the chain in my pocket.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, like that would be
crazy,
some shit,
right?
That's where I thought I was going. I was like, god damn, like that would. Can you imagine?
I mean, you just scared the shit out of me. And like, this shit happened 7 years ago.
I thought they were gonna be like, "Where's your driver's license?"
Yeah,
yeah, damn.
You took the chain off their necks and their head just falled off. They weren't even there for the past 20 years.
Ooh, solid reference.
But yeah, man, that's the story.
Love it.
Rap about it.
rap about that shit.
Your wishes are command. This is life before the money, and I don't need to be rash. Gotta spend New Year's Eve not spending lots of cash. Okay, don't wanna put my bank account in pain. I'm getting Boone's Farm, not sipping champagne. Yes, you don't wanna play with this. I'm gonna travel from LA to Las Vegas. Agus, but here's the tip on this trip I ain't spending off the hip when I'm walking on the strip before the money.
I don't mean to cause you a fright, go on your app, man, it's hotels tonight. I'm telling you, man, it's no jive. Look on that fucking shit on your iPhone 5. Yes, 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 my name is fucking Stefan. Yes, and also it's almost 2012, but it's 11. 12, 20, 12, it's 11. Yeah, we won't flirt. We're in that desert and we're going.
Oh,
yeah, we're doing it my way. Going on that shit on that desert fucking highway. Oh, yeah.
And what happens next? I'm getting this text from a girl and she's not my ex. All right, she is really nice. Yeah, I describe her pretty and she's chilling with the family for New Year's in New York City. So I'm texting. Oh, yeah, I'm just go checking in. And oh, I will go and answer all her questions then. I'm gonna head out at 10 and go and party. Go and sip on some cranberry and Bacardi.
Hey, what's up? I'll tell you what's the hype. I'm your girlfriend. Make sure we fucking Skype. Yes, yes, I fucking recall. I will Skype you right after the fucking ball drops
after
on that
ball,
shit.
After the ball, fine. What I gotta go and do is just find a nondescript white wall and I'll call with my face right up against that. And for maybe 15 minutes, you and I can go and chat. Yeah, man.
Hey, it's me dropping like a boulder. I'm a fuckboy devil and I'm sitting on your shoulder. You ain't even spelling out my name, fuck a why. Spell that shit whipping
high. Yeah, I'm a fuck boy.
Hey, fuck boy, it's true. I don't care about emotions, just care about screwing. I don't care how many bucks you gotta spend. I'm trying to get your fucking dick fucked before the end. All I care about, my brain got one thing on its mind. I don't care how much you gotta spend on that wine. Yes, you should get this a world, get this a world. This is your world. Go ahead and find anybody in Vegas who's gonna be your girl for one night.
I'm on your fucking shoulder. Guess what? You need to fucking hold her. But guess what? I know you. Evil fucking fuck boys.
Angel,
yeah,
fuck
you got
two. He's a fuck.
There's
boy.
No angel. It's only two devils. We've only got one step to the fuck boy level. Yes, you better listen to me. We're fuck boys and we're dressed like the pickup artist of mystery. Remember him?
Spread the legs. Cheat on your girl. Why? It's fucking Vegas.
10K, bitch. That is what you need to pay. If you wanna come out and party with me. And if you don't have 10K, then you ain't able to go and hang out at my VIP table. Who I got around me?
Another party, you have heard of us. You gotta spend a bunch of money, bottle serve of us. Go down the strip if you want something else. You need lots of money to play with the top shelf.
Yeah, the other place, high sky, you go ballin'. Swallowing drugs at Cosmopolitan. Yeah, we got that shit. Yeah, back when all them girls in our fucking places are tens.
Hi, I'm from Mandalay Bay. You could party with us without any delay. I know that you're trying to not spend some racks then. You just need one Andrew Jackson. But don't go inside. I can't have it, bro. This party just is limited to the patio. $20 and you can have fun. And probably everybody here is packing a gun.
Yeah, chill it out here like a little fool. Yeah, oh man, that's that dude I know from middle school. Lil Sweet. Yeah, see him right over there, right up the street. His face is constantly in a snarl. He sees me and is like, yo, what up, Carl? Yeah, he pulls out a band of elastics. Hey, you remember when me and you were in mathematics?
Wow, everyone I know is here. My vision is getting a little less than clear. I'm spending ducats on some vodka and cranberries. And everyone here is a man, and the man's scary. Where are all the girls trying to have some fun? Okay, but I cannot kiss anyone until I am done. But then again, the fuckboy's on my shoulder singing a different tune. It's midnight after all, the opposite of noon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what's over there. Oh, yeah. I know where it's at. I'm a poor girl. Don't have heels. I got flats. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of a scare. And I got that dirty fucking chair. Yeah, it's kind of fucking hair. Yeah, I got this shit. Cause I know. I got the sex appeal. I bought this shit at fucking Wet Seal. Cause I'm such a hoe. Girls.
Yeah, I'm chillin' with another girl. Ooh. Her and me, we is them gutter girls. Ooh. Go ahead and give us both the world. We the gutter girls.
Yeah, I do all that cocaine, do all the grams. And I'm talking to these people cause I'm trying to scam all these motherfuckers. Trying to take that shit, not funny. I'm trying to take all these dudes for their fucking money.
Another world. But we just got a girl. I take that chain and I do unfurl. Put it in my pocket, I'm a gutter girl. Go ahead, twirl.
I see this fuck boy and you know I'll try to talk it. I'll dance with that motherfucker and pick his pocket. Gutter girl. Hanging with my another girl.
No strikes, only guts. It's 11:30 and I'm starting to feel a bit flirty. Midnight is coming soon. Yeah, I'm topping this. I'm on the top of this, preparing for my apocalypse.
Oh, I see this dude. Yeah, he's kinda dark. I see this dude. He is my next mark. I see this dude. Yeah, he's such a toy. And I see this dude. He looks like a fuck boy, so I'll walk.
Got a girl walking up to me at another song. But I don't care, cause I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm just letting this girl rub her butt on me for a song. I'm doing
hey, y'all can listen up to me. Doing nothing wrong. No need for the third degree. Okay, I'm keeping it clean like I'm sipping a mate. Get that shit away, interrogator doing karate.
Wrong.
Yeah, nothing to you. Doing nothing wrong. Capoeira or jiu-jitsu. Yes, I'm doing nothing wrong. No reason for being apprehensive. My inherent state of being is defensive.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. Yeah. Yo, there's nothing wrong. Yeah. I hear another song. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'll dance with this person. I'll dance like Swayze. Watch the throne shit, man. It's Kanye and Jay-Z. Yeah, yeah. Looking like he's gonna puke. I'll grind on her with my Daisy Dukes. Yeah, yeah. And I'll fucking smack again. Yeah, I'll go round and round and I'll come back again. Yeah, cause you know I will persist him. And at the strike of ding, I'll kiss him. Don't bounce. Bounce, 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 catch, count, bounce, bounce. Bounce, Okay.
Carl, he's a true dork. It's me, the nice girlfriend, talking to my family in New York. He is such a good guy, and he called me earlier, and he didn't have to lie. He didn't have to try. He is just so sweet. I'm so glad that him and I, a while ago, we did meet. He's a treat, and he makes my life complete. Watch this. Oh, he's at a club. Saw in a tweet.
Hey, let's be clear. Carl, let's get out of here. Me and this girl and you, that's the plan. And also there's gonna be another random man.
But we ain't talking yet.
Nope.
We ain't talking yet.
Nope. Yeah.
But we're just walking back.
Yeah, bet,
yeah.
But him and I ain't talking yet.
Talking yet.
Yeah. Cause I came here. Yeah, I feel blessed. I came over here, man, I'm from the Midwest. Yeah, because I'm no jive straight up in Midwest. All the girls are fives, no shade, no shade. But in fucking Vegas, man, I got it made. Oh yeah, man, I'm gonna just straight bust her. I'm walking with this threesome, we're going to the Luxor. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I won't talk to him. This other dude, straight up, I won't talk to him. I won't talk to him, but I'll go to this room because I want to be in luck. And also, I don't want to fuck.
Okay, I know that all of y'all want to have sex, but I'm the girl, and right now I'm feeling straight up stressed. And I know that normally I'm straight up hashtag blessed, but I got this angry guy on my
where
text.
Where the fuck my chain at? I'ma hit you with a dang back. I called you when you were just ain't checked. And I just cannot stand for that.
I'm gonna give him my room number. Why not? Why not?
Where the fuck is your room number? When you in Vegas tonight, where are you gonna slumber? I'm just gonna come up and realize I'ma come up with two other motherfucking guys.
Okay, okay, you don't even really have to try. I'll tell you my number right now. It is 305, and I'm confident that this interaction will leave us all alive. Come up and see us. Yeah, we can try.
Excuse me, I don't mean to abuse that, but I don't think you should do that. Yeah, this dude, he's not Larry. His name is Darius, and he seems kind of scary on your phone. Yeah, I don't like it, man. He seems like he's on the 10. I don't know where he's fucking from. Yeah, I don't want to fight all of them, but I'll go to this right. Room.
I got your number. You better say goodbye to your mom. I'm bringing up a friend who would have to be described as calm. And he is there, man, and he will report. You'll know him by his demeanor and also his height is short. Yeah, and I got another friend. He's into violence. He is way bigger than 5'10", and he is silent. All right, and he just has all sorts of appliances, and he just want to use them on you, man. So just try, bitch.
Chicago, man, I'm in the zone. I'm so excited, don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm not looking around. I just want to get laid, I'm such a fucking clown.
Having fun from Chicago. Listen to rap with Chick Bug Soul. Having fun from Chicago. Oh no, someone is at the door.
I wanna talk, so I'm gonna fucking knock, knock.
Let's knock a little bit softer. Okay. We can just make this all go away. Alright, my friend, yeah. He is feeling real cold. He said that he had got a chain and it was made of gold. And you should just know its location. So why don't you just answer his questions and do it with no fucking hesitation. And we can go right back to our New Year's celebration.
Okay. Oh, I'm so mad. You better fucking respect. I paid for this chain and I spent all my fucking check. Yeah, I'm so mad. I'm gonna come through and yell, man. I'm not glad I don't like these motherfuckers.
I'm the third guy in the back. I ain't saying much, holding nothing back. Wanna talk to me? Don't try it. I'm inherently a little quiet.
All right, this is a miscommunication. All right, you just don't know where his chain went. That is amazing. The location that we lost it was with you two, so persuade me. Try and convince me, convince how you are not there with the chain and your fingerprints. I bet you think I'm dense. I bet you think I'm stupid. I'm not here to show love. I'm not Cupid.
Yo, I'm Carl. Yeah, straight up I'm broke. But I'm gonna ease the situation with a joke. Cause that's how I do, man, I'm repeating them. I ease the tension cause I am a comedian.
Yeah, that what skill rocks. Slowly putting possessions in my socks. Yes, I ain't trying to cause a stress, kid, but I'm gonna have to make a quick exit.
Sit down, what the fuck you gonna do? Shut the fuck up, I don't remember talking to you.
Good point.
I don't think you're fucking dumb. I just wanna relate to you, cuz where you from?
Where I'm from, a specific set of streets. Why? Where you from? Do you and me got some...
Culver City!
Oh. All right, you're way brave. I just stepped off a second. Okay,
you ain't trying to fuck with Culver City.
You ain't trying to fuck with Culver City.
Culver City.
Nah, y'all ain't trying to fuck with Culver City.
Culver City.
On that West Coast, we don't keep it pretty.
Culver City.
Yeah, we out here grinding in Culver City.
Hey, Culver City. Culver City, straight up flowing. Going on the lot, yeah, you know that shit is Sony. Yeah, Culver City, I ain't trying to get into a fight. Recently, they built a brand new arc light.
Yo, I'm from Culver City, so just get the fuck off me as I order me a cold brew coffee. I'm out here, man, I just spit in the truth. I'm living it fucking live, man. I'm drinking Jamba Juice in Culver City.
Culver City, man, I'm not a friend of this. Culver City, I'm Washington. And Venice is the intersection. Yeah, yeah, I might fight with these motherfuckers at this arc light.
Culver City, better watch where you go, bruh. Cause out here we got beef between different yoga centers. Yeah, man, you better not even enter. Alright, because if you do, they are gonna leave you splinter.
Yeah, Culver City, rough like I ain't wearing no chapstick. The worst thing about Culver City is the fucking traffic. You try to drive to here, you're gonna wind up die. Don't come to here if you're from the east side.
Culver City.
Culver City. Man, I ain't faking these. Culver City, we got a famous bakery.
Ooh.
Yeah, nigga, don't hate. I don't know, it's old school and it starts with an H.
Okay, Culver City, I don't give a fuck. Okay, try and shut the fuck up if you want to stay in luck.
Okay.
Okay, be quiet like my friend in the back. Okay, my friend over there is not level headed and he ain't holding nothing back.
Here's the thing. If I know and I am being honest, I got a new voice, man, and it is my conscience. Man, how'd I end up here? If I'm being honest and if I'm being sincere, if I'm looking in the mirror and I'm asking that question, I'm looking in my eyes at my own damn reflection. No guessing, I'm here because of choices and just listening to them fuckboy
voices. Okay, enough of that shit. Enough of that fucking spackle. Let's meet the fuckboy again. Your conscience I will tackle. You were here for one reason, bad. You were trying to get your Las Vegas dick. Vegas wet. I don't really give a shit about that. I'm gonna fuck you up until there's nothing left. And if you have the first opportunity to leave, then leave right away, man. I'm not trying to believe. Yeah, I know your pants, but what up, cuz? Where you stand?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's not jolly good. If you're hanging out at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, shoot, should have known that I was set up. Man, this guy with me, he's clearly fed up. Yeah, I know that shit is good. I'm over, I don't want to say Harris, so I'll say Planet Hollywood.
It's cool, cuz you the bro, but right now the time, it's time for you to go.
Yep, thank you, I'll take it. Yeah, there's no mistaking, I'm out of here early in the morning like I'm baking.
Yeah, good, get out of here, don't be proud. I was normally quiet, but for this one thing, I'm suddenly loud. Leave the room right now, leave it right now. Suddenly I was quiet, now I'm loud.
Yeah, loud. Yeah, I will talk out, but walk out with your fucking pockets out, cause I wanna see. Yeah, I'm insane. Yeah, I wanna see if you get my fucking chain.
Okay, wow. Those girls just tried to cheat you, dude. By the way, it's finally nice to meet you, dude. I know our lives just came to an end, but like, do you wanna be Facebook friends? Is that what
yeah,
we say?
That's where it's at. Wanna be Facebook friends and also play blackjack.
What?
Downstairs. Yeah, we'll be like equals. Don't worry about, there's plenty of fucking people. Let's
That's not safe. I don't care about fun. I'm gonna step out of this hotel and just straight up run. I don't care about playing 21, cause one of their boys might be there with the fucking gun, man. We gotta run, man. Okay, I'm not trying to be done, man. Okay, okay, not playing blackjack, that's not a must. We just got dealt cards and we both came up bust.
Yeah, a bust, but also I overtrust.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my pretension, cause I was up there, I didn't pay attention. Was it scary?
Yikes.
Did people yell at us? Was it scary? Did they say hail to us?
Wow.
Did they run those
the
pockets?
Things people do just for a kiss. I guess Chicago ignorance is Chicago bliss. But now I'm running down the strip.
Running, running,
running, running,
running, running, running, running, running, running. Run, Carl, run, Carl, run, Carl, run, Carl, run, Carl, you're so motherfucking dumb, Carl, dumb, Carl. Run, Carl, run, Carl, yeah, you fucking know me. Look at my phone, my girlfriend sent me emojis. I love you, I love you, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you, and I love you, and I just want to see you. Call me.
Hey, girl, who is it you texting? I look over and say, don't worry about it, back to sexing.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Now, now me, I don't want no drama. It's 2015 and I'm President Barack Obama. Y'all been talking about Chicago, but I'm the native son. Carl, goddammit, you're a genius, boy. You should've run. Now, if I see the drama, it's on site. And oh, by the way, these raps are brought to you by Hotels Tonight.
Tonight.
Hey. Yeah, we got that Obama and Hotels Tonight
yes.
endorsement.
Obama endorse us. Also, Hotels Tonight pay us.
Carl, how did that feel? What was it like?
You guys let me have it. Okay?
Yeah.
You let me have it. It was a dumb night. I made a dumb decision. Much smarter now. I was a 22-year-old, made a mistake. And I'm glad to have been watched over by whatever higher power did not let those guys destroy me.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Your fuckboy guardian angel.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, anything coming up for you? Anything you want to plug? What's going on? Where can people find you?
Just catch me at the UCB, dog. I'm on Hair All Night.
Queen George.
I'm on Queen George on Hair All Night. I do Ass Cat every now and then. I'm on Shitty Jobs. I got a show called White Women. If you like to pay for podcasts, I have a podcast called The Flagrant Ones, hosted by your favorite Hollywood Handbook host, Hayes Davenport, Sean Clements, and myself. It's about basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Stitcher Premium?
Not Stitcher Premium, a Patreon.
Ah, fuck Stitcher Premium.
Patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes.
Yeah, pay for that content.
Pay for that content.
Because it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Also, follow Carl on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
because you know
at Zora B. Kungaga.
At Zora B. Kungaga. Anything you know that you see that maybe comes from Carl's situation, you can get from my situation. What I'm saying is, you can follow me. Follow me at Zora B. Kungaga.
Follow me at Zora B. Kungaga as well,
and make sure to follow Dope 10 2000 at Zora B. Kungaga.
Yes. But bits aside, guys, the internet is full of content. There's good content, there's mediocre content, and then there's excellent content. And then there's stuff that rises above that. And I think that the Dopetown 3000 podcast is part of that. So subscribe at Dopetown 3000 on all the social medias. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're anywhere that podcasts can be through Campfire Media.
We love you, Stitcher.
Check us out. Yeah, Stitcher, we like, look, we fire shots at people and then we just try to, you know, like ingratiate
just walk
them.
Walk it
like,
back. Just walk it back.
Walk it back.
Also, big shout out to North Macedonia. We love you.
Yeah, we love
you. We hope you get your citizen, your countryhood.
Exactly. We walk back all the shit that we talk at the beginning of the podcast. So shout out to all our North Macedonians.
Yeah, and we like Democrats for Trump.
Yeah, shout out to
Candace. Yeah, we got to walk it all back.
Exactly. Yep. Candace Owens, shout out. Fuck you. Yeah.
Bring it home, Zora. You got this.
And I just want to thank Carl again for joining us.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me. This has been a blast.
Yeah. And we like to end every podcast with a wise saying from Greg Smith. Drop the knowledge on us.
If a party costs $1 bill in your pocket, you probably shouldn't go to that party.
Mm. Knowledge.
Truth.
Truth.
Justice. Democrats for Trump.
Well, okay, well, okay.
Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown.
See you next time. You're
leaving Dubtown. Hi, I'm Winston.
And I'm David.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast on Campfire Media called Try It, You'll Like It.
And on our podcast, we have our guests eat a food they hate one last time.
And we have so many crazy guests.
We got amazing chefs.
We have killer comedians.
Bakers.
Candlestick makers.
Distillers.
Brewers.
Food writers.
Oh, they're writing about food.
Ooh, they're probably having some food while they're writing about that food.
Yeah, because we're eating food, and they're eating food, and you're listening to It Happen.
All you ASMR hits, enjoy. Chomp chomp.
So check it out every Thursday at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast from.
Mmm, that was good.
Campfire.